b'kodeshim liyachas shishim yoyim. Such a person cannot eat kodeshim at least 60 days go by. We'll soon see. Even though a nazir is allowed to eat kodeshim, but as your tumah or as your mitzaras, until you become tor from your tumah and your mitzaras, you can't eat kodeshim. So therefore, you have to wait 60 days until you can eat kodeshim. But when do you finish your Naziris? Such a person, when can he finish his Naziris? He's going to have to wait. He's going to have to wait 120 days. It's going to take him now 120 days until he finishes his Issa Naziris. We'll soon see why. Now, the Tony Allah would learn on this. When was this said? The Naziris Muetis. When he's makabel upon himself to be a nazir for 30 days, a regular naziris. Abba ben naziris bashana, let's say the person was makabel upon himself to be a nazir for a full year, then Allah was like this. Oichel b'kodeshim liyachash teishonim. In such a case where the nazir became a suffix tamei and a suffix mitzaras, so he could first eat kodeshim after 2 years. V'shoyse yayin imatam alameisim. When does such a person finish off his hilchos naziris that he's able to drink wine or that he could touch mesim? That's li'achar arba shonim. After 4 years, that's what it says over here. We'll soon see the cheshbon. This person is going to have to wait 4 years, then he first finishes his naziris. Now the kasher is v'isak adaitach. If you tell me you hold like you, Rav Chisda, that the days of mitzaras are included in your naziris, if so, salak layoymei, the salkin layoymei, that you say that even though a nazir becomes tummy with him at saras, the days that he's tummy is included for his naziris. If so, tiskilei b'sholishonim u'shloshim yoyim, he should only have to wait just 3 years and 30 days, and not 4 years, like it says it over here. So this is one kashya on Rav Chisda. Now let's see Tais. Tais explains what this case is. Tais says like this. Oichel, the third Tosis on a base here. Oichel the Kodeshim liyachas shishim yoyim. Tosis over here. The third Tosis. Oichel the Kodeshim liyachas shishim yoyim. This person could first eat kodeshim 60 days later. Mishum the suffik mitzaruhu. It's a suffik, maybe he has tumis mitzaras on him. For yosel echel the kodeshim achi yitormi suffik tzaratai. You're not allowed to eat kodeshim until you become tor from your tumah mitzaras, v'yovi karbonis mitzayra, and you also have to bring your karbonis to mechusik kippurim, also lechol b'kodeshim. Because kol zman you don't bring your karbonis, that's called the mechusik kippurim, you're missing your karbonis, and that's the halacha, mechusik kippurim is also to eat kodeshim. So you can't eat kodeshim until he finishes bringing his karbonis l'shem mitzaras. Avo mishum naziris tamei, the fact that he was a nazir tamei, just because of that alone, the fact that he was a nazir tamei, avo mishum naziris tamei, lo misu nekotshim, he doesn't become nazir tikotshim. I forgot the tzorch nam alovi korbin, though he has to bring a korbin, mishum dien tumi yetzlo megufoi, lo nikri mechusi kapurim ked arminon, haperak abba mechusi kapurim. It's only if he became tamei from something that came out of your body. Then we say, kozuman, you don't bring a korbonis, you still can't eat kotshim. Like a Yoledes, or a Zav, or a Mitzayra. But here, a Tumar, a Nozit, touched a mace, for that you can eat Kodeshim even before you bring your Kabonis. Now, Keita. Now, Nozir, over here, this case. What was the case now? Nozir, Nazirah, Shleshim Yoyim. Let's say the person was Makabal to be a Nozir for 30 days. Over Yoyim Arishim, the first day, Iroloi Safik Tumah. It happened to him now that he became in contact as suffix if he touched a mace or not. The suffix tumet saras. He also has a suffix whether he had a tumor or not on him. The suffix in porcha boy saras mamish in boyaku. We had a doubt whether the speck on him was a tumor smit saras or not. So the first day this nazir became a nazir, he has a suffix if he touched a mace or not. And there's a suffix if he has tumor naziris. Fahashtu miyo the Ran Tumatai says, Bosad nisrap legarmi. When he finishes getting cured from his mitzaras, is mazeh, we sprinkle on him the mechatis, v'shoyneh v'toyvel, and the door the second time he goes to the mikvah, v'nitur misofer tumas meis, and he gets finished now with both, when the tumas mitzaras goes away, and the tumas meis goes away. Afilu soy shiva, if at the end of 7 days,
Bolo legaleya kedinaza tamei. Now he wants to take a haircut because we have a doubt. Maybe he touched a mace, so that's a nazir tamei. The lacher is if he was tamei, so when it becomes tor, after 7 days later, he has to take a haircut. Oy kedin mitzorish nisrap, or else he became tor from his mitzoras. Then also he has to take a haircut. So what can this nazir do now? Can he take his haircut or not? So we tell him like this. You can't take no haircuts now, nothing doing. Because it's only a suffix if you became Tamei. Maybe you didn't become Tamei. Maybe you're a Nazir Tor. A Nazir Tor can't take a haircut. So therefore you can't do anything to your hair for 30 days. Because maybe you're a Nazir Tor. So the first 30 days you can't do anything. Because I'm a Nazir Tor Gomer Ato. And maybe not Tumas Mitzaras either. So the first thing is we have to wait for 30 days to go by. Now, when he finishes his Naziris, then we give him a haircut. Maybe what he do, he has to bring like this. The first day he takes the haircut. So after 30 days, he brings Tzipora Mitzayra, Shchuta, because the Suffolk maybe he had Tumas Mitzayra, so he has to bring the birds that a Mitzayra brings, Umashalachas, Vachatis Seif Abol a Suffolk, he brings the Chatis of an Oif, that an Oif could become on a Suffolk, Mishum Suffolk Nazir Tamei, because maybe was a Nazir Tamei, so he brings the Kabonis of a Mitzayra, and he also brings the Kabonis of a Nazir Tamei, Vyolas Vehema, he also brings one Ola from a Vehema, Mishum Suffolk Nazir Tor. Because maybe he wasn't Tommy at all. Maybe he's only a Nazir Tor that he has to bring his Kabonis. So the Oilo can be brought with a Tanai if he wasn't the Nazir Tor, it's an Adava. Even though a Nazir Tor can't take a haircut, he has to bring his Kabonis. But if he bring as long as he brought at least one carbon, then he could take his haircut. So this Nazir now, after 30 days, now he brings these three types of kabonis. He brings the birds als mitzora, he brings the chatis oif als nazir tamei, and he brings the korban oila als nazir tor. So the tzaddik said that he wasn't nazir tahor, he brought his korban oila. Once you bring at least one korban, then you're allowed to take a haircut. So there's no aveir at all now for him to take a haircut. Because even if he was tor the whole time, he at least brought one korban though. He brought his korban oila. Since they brought this carbon oil, he could take a haircut. Now this carbon oil that they bring, it's not for sure a good carbon, because maybe he's a Nazir Tamei. And then he can't bring the oil. So the oil we bring with a Tanai, Umasna Layim. It's a Tanai that on the Tzad he's only a Nazir Tamei, he has to, this is only in the Dover, it's not what he had to bring. Now, the Adayin also Lechel B'Kotchim, even after these 30 days he still can't eat Kotchim. The Shema Mukhlatoya. Because maybe he was a Mitzayra Mukhlat, that the halacha of a Mitzayra Mukhlat means that when the Naziris goes away, you have to take one haircut. Then you have to wait 7 days to become Torah again, and then you have to take another haircut. So that's, and then you first bring your Kabonis. You have to bring another set of Kabonis. So therefore, when the Tzaddik said that you're a Mitzayra, you can't eat Kutchim yet. Because true, you took care of your first haircut, but you still have to wait another 7 days and take another haircut. So therefore, what can this person do? He can't just take a haircut now 7 days later, because maybe he wasn't a Mitzayra, maybe he was only a Nazir Tamei. If he was only a Nazir Tamei, so when he finished his first haircut, now he's starting the Zeros to Tyra. So for the next 30 days again, he can't take a haircut. Because maybe he wasn't a Mitzayra, he was only a Nazir Tamei, and now he's Tor, so he has to wait 30 days. So the kid said he has to wait another 30 days until he could take a second haircut. 60 days after a second haircut, then for sure he's tor al tilchus mitzaras. So then he takes a second haircut for the mitzaras, and then he brings his kabonis for the mitzaras. So for sure this person is tor. That's why after 60 days he can cut him. But when does his naziris go off? It didn't go off yet. Because we have to be afraid, maybe really he was Tomei, or Nazir Tomei, and he was Tumas Mitzaras. Maybe this person had both Tumas on him. If he had both Tumas on him, so true, his Tumas Mitzaras went away. And true, he was Tomei, then he became Tor. And the loch is he has to take a haircut for his tumah, for the zeros of tumah. For the zeros of tumah, he has to take a haircut. The second haircut doesn't help, because it could be these first two haircuts were only l'shem mitzaras, and the haircut you take l'shem mitzaras doesn't help you for the tumah nazirus. So you have to wait another 30 days till you can take a third haircut l'shem tumas mitzaras, l'shem tumas nazir, and then you have to wait another 30 days until you finish. Because after that haircut, you have to wait and then first start counting in the zeros tyra another 30 days. That's why it says the Braisa that you first finish in the zeros after 120 days in such a case like this. But I call upon him kachshim yikrit after 60 days. That's if you're only mekabel to be a nazir for 30 days. But what's going to be if you're mekabel to be a nazir for a year? It says you're mekabel to be a nazir for a year. Then it says you have to wait 4 years. The same cheshbon, because you can't take a haircut till after a year. So again, this nazir now, the first day it became a nazir, it's a suffix if he touched the mace. Suffix if it became a mitzvah or not. So he can't take a haircut right now because maybe he's tor, or tor and nazir can't take a haircut. So he has to wait for 1 year to go by till he could take one haircut. Then he has to wait for the second year to go by till he takes a second haircut. Then he needs a third year to take the third haircut, because the first two haircuts were only for tumas mitzaras. Then he needs his third haircut al tumas nazir. And then the fourth year, he becomes tor. He finishes in his naziris. So that's what the Braisa says. That if he was a nazir for a year, then he has to wait 4 years. But the kashri is according to Reb Chisda. Even if you want to say that he had tumas mitzaras, but according to Reb Chisda, the days that he had tumas mitzaras is oilun the cheshbon. So according to Reb Chisda, he shouldn't have to wait 4 years. It should be enough to wait 3 years and 30 days. So this is one kashra of Reb Chisda. The Toy says, the second Toy from the Nivov. These Sagadaita Sokula Yimecha Lutai, according to Rav Chisda, the days that a Nazir is a Tamei Mitzaras, it helps, it's included in his Naziris, so Tiskele Begimu Shana Bala Magyayim, you should only have to wait just 3 years and 30 days. Kleimar, Acha Shegilach Shania, Shana, if you took your second haircut, Litzaratoi, Lekech Teshonim, you have to wait 2 years to take your first two haircuts. But then you galeya shlishis l'slav shlishim. Take a third haircut after 30 days later on monoshach. Im nozit torhu kach dino. He's finished already. Shrei olulah you made tzarata l'shonish on the zeros. The Rav Chisda. But according to Rav Chisda, even if you were mitzayra, but the days of mitzaras helps for you in the zeros. V'in a tzarach lamtim rak shlishim yoyim, you only have to wait another 30 days to take a haircut l'shane the zeros. The Sintas says here, you have to wait 4 years. That's mashma that the days that a nazir is a mitzvira, those days are not included in your yemei naziris. For the days of naziris, that when you're a mitzvira, it's not oila. It's not tzvaisa, but it's not oila either. This is one kashra of Chisda. For the Gemara of Viyoid, another kashra is like this. Viyoid Moser Ravashi. Ravashi has the second kashra like this. It says in the Sifri, in the Perek Nosom, Ein liyeli yemei tuma, shein oila lemin aminyin. I only know when a nazir is tamei that those days are not included for his naziris. I tell you, the siv, it says in the pasuk, "Vayomar rishonim yiplu," that the days that you are tamei fall away. So I only know the days that you are, if your mamish touched the mace, that the days don't help. Yemei chalutim minayin. How do I know the days? The chalutim means that you were pronounced to be a vaday mitzora. You're a nazir. And in the middle of you being a nazir, you became a mitzayra. How do I know those days that you're a nazir, that you're a mitzayra, you may chalutim minayin? How do I know those days do not help for you? In other words, not like Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda says the days that you're a nazir, that you're a mitzayra helps. Here it says clearly in the Sifri, not like that. That how do I know the days that when you have tumas mitzayra on you, they do not help for you in the ziris? Now the dinu, really it's a svara, I know it in svara. Why? Yimei tumah migaleich, just like when a nazir becomes tummy to a mace. After he becomes tor, he has to take a haircut. Or maybe korban, he also has to take a haircut for his tumah of the naziris. Now, if yimei chalutai, the same thing when a nazir, if you're a mitzora, the same halacha. Migaleich, when you finish your mitzora, you have to take a haircut. Even two haircuts you have to take. Or maybe korban, you also have to bring a korban. So for sure I would say, who are then when a nazir is a mitzvah, that those days do not include for his naziris, not like Rav Chisda. Now, maybe no. Ma yimei tumasa ein olalem min aminyin. This is the lima then. If so, ma yimei tumasa, just like the days that you are tummy. Ein olalem min aminyin, it does not help for your naziris. As af yimei chaluta ein olalem min aminyin. Who are then those days that a nazir has tumas mitzorah on him, those days are not included in the count. You can't use those days. So Gemara says, but maybe no now. Lo yimah mati b'yimei tumah sashakei mevatel ben esakoidmin. Maybe you made tumah. You know why the days that you touch the mace, that you have tumah's mace, are not included in your nazirus? Push it. Because tumah is so strong, it saisiras a rishonim. It throws away the first days. Like even if you count to 20 days already, and now you touch the mace, when you finish, you have to start over again. It throws away the first days. So since it's mevatel esar kadmonim, the first days, that's why the days that you have tumor on you, it does not for you nazirus. But tayyam of yamei chalutai, ma'ashenken, if a nazir did not touch your mace, just that a nazir became a mitzaras, shein mevatel b'mesakoidmin, then we know those days do not throw away the first days you counted. Like in a case where you have to be a nazir for 60 days, and you count the first 20 days, and then you have tumas mitzaras for another 10 days, so we say the first 20 days are still counted for you. You don't throw them away? So if so, maybe the days of Yemei Chaluta when you're a Mitzorah, like Rav Chisda maybe they could help you in the Zerus, maybe. So Gemara says, no. Omar to Kal V'Chayma. I'll tell you what Kal V'Chayma. Omar Nozir B'Kever. Madach a person that was Makabal to be a Nozir when he was in the Beis HaKvarois. Shesar Roy Roy L'Tekalachas. Right now when you're in the Beis HaKvarois, you have a hair full of head. You have a head full of hair. That's right to take a haircut. Still, we say Naziris and Olin Loi, like we had before, Kol Zaman, you're in the Beis HaKvaros. You can't start counting the days of your Naziris. You have to wait till you go outside. And Olin Loi Min Aminyin, if so, Yimei Chalutai, the days that you have Tumas Mitzaras on you, Shein Sarah Rolo Tikalachas Naziris, that the hair you have on your head now is not fit to have a haircut taken the Shein Naziris. Because the halacha is, you're going to have to cut off that hair, l'shem mitzaras. When you finish your tumas mitzaras, you have to take a haircut. Since so, the hair you have on your head now is not going to help for naziris. Is like kol shchein, isn't it for sure then, that the days that you have tumas mitzaras on you should not help for your naziris? Not like Rav Chisda. Right. So this is one limud, not like Rav Chisda. Now it goes on, right to the sefri. V'yen li'yeli yimei chalutai. These are only the days when the Kohen pronounced you to be a Vade Mitzorah. That's the way Mitzorah goes. That first is Yimei Hesker, we lock you up to see if it's a Vade Mitzorah or not. Then the Kohen sees it a second time and he says, yes, you're a Vade Mitzorah. That's called Yimei Chalutai. They paskin for sure you're a Mitzorah. Then when it starts to come Tor, that's called Yimei Sipuroi. After, when it goes away, then you have to wait, it says take one haircut now, then you have to wait another 7 days. So how do I know the last 7 days? So ainli yeli yimei chalutai, yimei sipurim minayin. How do I know even those days are not included in the naziris? V'dinu, really, it's a svara. I'll tell you like this: